Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. M.R., Number 1105, Counsel to Katie and Members of the Healdsburg College Board. Katie, not to serve as advisor to his successor. Written to Katie, September 2, 1903, from Elmshaven Sanitarium, California. I wrote something in regard to you the night after you left Healdsburg. Matters were opened before me, and I was instructed that you were correct in your statement to me that it would not be best to have two families serving in the same office of responsibility in the student's home. If Brother Sharp and his wife should come in to serve in the place formerly occupied by yourself and wife, while you remained as an advisor, confusion would be liable to result. It might have been appropriate for you to accept the position of advisor as recommended if you had kept humble and very near the Lord. But, as I have stated, such a plan is liable to result in confusion and unpleasantness. There are some things connected with financial matters that must be made perfectly straight before the board so that they can act intelligently. When I learned this, I could not see how the plan I proposed could be carried out successfully. You have not stood as you should have done in every respect. At 12 o'clock of the night after you left, I was up writing out some things to you. My heart aches. I feel sad that because of these things, matters cannot be adjusted as I suggested in our conversation at Healdsburg. I have not had the matter opened before me again as it was opened that night. I had almost decided not to write you anything more before there was a thorough investigation. Everything should be clearly and plainly defined. I supposed I had sent to you at Los Angeles the letter that I wrote to you in Healdsburg, but yesterday I found that the letter had not been copied. Immediately on my return from the school, I had to do much writing in order to warn our people to guard against making mistakes and to encourage them to strengthen themselves in right principles. When I found this letter that I wrote in Healdsburg, I thought that it might be best to wait until my son W. could see you at Los Angeles. I thought perhaps he might be there, although he did not write to me that he would. I did not want to throw you into perplexity by telling you of the things that had been open to me in the night season, namely, that it would be best to leave matters just as you proposed, because of the difficulties that would naturally arise if Brother Sharp should serve in the position assigned him, while you were also occupying the position of advisor in the same place. These other matters, in regard to your course of action in managing financial matters, I knew nothing of when we talked together. The things will have to be settled in some way satisfactory to all concerned. After the representations passed before me in the night season, I was troubled and decided to send you a letter at once. Then I thought that nothing should be done hastily. I feared that unless these things were clearly understood, confusion would result from sending you a communication. I desired to carry no unnecessary burden. But now, since receiving your letter written from Los Angeles, I feel as if I must speak. Inquiring of members of the board while in Healdsburg in regard to the future of the school, I was told that there are some matters concerning your disposition of college funds that are not explained. Inquiries have come to me concerning similar matters elsewhere, and I have written out considerable instruction on this point. What I have written may possibly help you. I will send you this soon. It is not yet copied. Treat it not as personal, but as general matter. These principles that have been opened before me concern all who have any connection with our schools. Has everything in regard to yourself been made clear and straight? Some things may be made plain by the matter I have written in response to others whose minds were perplexed. Just at present, I cannot tax my mind further on this question, as I am carrying other burdens that demand immediate attention. I will try to write to you again tomorrow. I hope to be able to speak by my pen so that matters will be understood. I am very, very sorry that all things are not satisfactory to our brethren. Make everything clear and straight. You cannot afford to make any mistakes. At the present time, I cannot counsel you to take the position of influence suggested during our interview in Healdsburg, for this would not be doing justice to Brother Sharp and his wife. You thought so, I know. But I was fearful of making changes. I am not fearful now. I think a change should be made, and that unless it be made, unhappy results will follow. This much I can say. I must have clear light before I can say more. Has telegraphed that he cannot be here before September 10th. May the Lord help and strengthen and bless you and your wife, is my prayer. Katie not to be blamed for actions of previous administrators at Healdsburg. Written to Katie, September 7, 1903, from Elmshaven Sanitarium, California. I am sorry that I could not see you. For some days I have been afflicted, and I hardly know how far I dare tax my strength by venturing to add to the perplexing burdens I am now carrying. My mind has been very severely taxed of late. I believe that the position that the board requested you to occupy, as the president of the board, counselor in the school, and educational field worker, is the position that you should fill. You looked at this matter in the correct light when you talked with me before leaving Healdsburg. But it would not be best for you and Brother Sharp to live together in the student's home. Afterward, while I was speaking in reference to Brother and Sister Sharp's coming into the student's home and occupying there the position that you formerly occupied, I inquired in regard to the capabilities of Brother Sharp and learned that it was thought by the brethren that he would be capable of filling this place and meeting the responsibilities devolving upon the head of a school. Then some remarks were made by those who were talking to me in regard to several matters connected with the past year's work. They said that you, Brother Katie, had overdrawn your account, and also that the conference had been paying the traveling expenses of the canvassers who were selling Christ's object lessons, which expenses were so great that almost as much was consumed as was produced. Statements were made, too, in regard to the use of funds raised to pay the debts of the school. In reply to those statements, I said that I did not know in regard to these particular things, but that I had received light on some points connected with the financial management of our schools. I did know that there should be no carelessness in the expenditure of means, but that everything connected with the finances of our schools should be perfectly straight. Some reflection was cast upon you, Brother Katie, by brethren interested in the Healdsburg School. As I understand the matter, I cannot see that they were justified in making such broad statements as were made. To the members of the board, I would say, I have no word of censure to speak against Brother Katie. Until these matters in question are closely and critically examined, let no reflection be suffered to rest upon him. Let him speak for himself. I have had matters presented to me in reference to the use of school funds at Healdsburg College prior to the time that Brother Katie took the position of president of this school. But the misuse of funds in former years, before his administration, should not be regarded as casting a reflection upon him. If the conference sanctioned those matters, and sanctioned paying from the tithe the expenses of those who were working in the interests of the Object Lessons campaign, Brother Katie should not be blamed for mismanagement in these matters, whether the college received little or much from the efforts put forth. I write this statement to be read to whomsoever it may concern. And I would say to my dear brethren, do not call any council meetings of condemnation until you know what you are about. I am sure that in all our management of institutional work, we need more of the Holy Spirit of God than we now have. I will try to write a few more lines soon. This is good advice. Healdsburg College Board cautioned against hasty action. Written to the Healdsburg Board, September 7, 1903, from Elmshaven Sanitarium, California. You are not prepared to make any new decisions now in regard to Brother Katie's work. The decisions you have already made need not be rescinded before you shall have time to consider these matters in all their bearing. I am not satisfied with the report made to me in the Redwoods. I have several pages written in regard to that interview, but cannot now find the same. But I write these few words now, and hope to find that which I wrote immediately after my return from Healdsburg. Let no hasty movements be made. I am sure that if you should talk matters over, you would not view these things in the same light that you did when we were in the Redwoods. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 6, 1984. Entire letters.